Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line from Kind and Asked, Mark Elwood joins us on WGN Radio. Mark, this is John. You're on in Chicago. How are you today?
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. What is Kind and Asked? Tell me about your website and publication.
Oh, Kind and Asked Traveler. We're the best travel publication in America, maybe in the world, I would say. We're there to tell you the best places you need to see, the best new places to go. And, of course, what we're talking about today is our readers have said this year, 600,000 people voted on this, have said the best big city in America, obviously, is Chicago. You would agree with that, right?
I quite would. And that's not that's me being as objective. By the way, before I moved to Chicago, I lived 8 years in Minneapolis, which is number two. And Chicago is a great city on a whole nother order. It's a world-class city. Minneapolis is a great city, but Chicago is bigger, has more energy, more vibrancy. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I used to live in, I'll put my cards on the table here. I did used to live in Chicago, so I'm totally biased, but this is not my vote. I didn't have anything to do with stuffing the ballots. This is a legitimate result, 600,000 people,
yeah.
You know, 10,000 different votes. I think Chicago has an incredible combination of some small town charm and big city energy, and I think it blends that in a way almost nowhere else quite manages as well.
So this is from people who have, this isn't Chicagoans voting, though. This is travelers who go to various cities, and when asked, I presume, what's the best place you've been, they vote that way?
Oh, completely. I mean, I hope there are some locals who are saying, hey, you know, we prefer to take staycations and visit everywhere else. We've had sort of three decades of people voting on where they like to visit. But this is an endorsement from across the country, across the world, people saying how much they love visiting Chicago. But I wouldn't diss. I'm sure there are some local people who basically said, I know the best big city. It's right in my backyard.
Yeah, no kidding. So then Minneapolis is number two, Boston number three, New Orleans four, Washington, D.C., San Diego, New York City, Pittsburgh, Honolulu, and the 10th of 10 is San Antonio, Texas. Really different cities. I mean, you've got Rust Belts, you've got cities in the north, cities in the south, Honolulu. It's a range, isn't it?
Yes, and I think what is lovely about this, it reminds us there are cities which in America always feel like vacation cities, the sort of Vegases, the Miamis. And you would assume that the top 10 big cities in America would always be cities that you associate solely with vacations. But somewhere like Pittsburgh, which is also one of my, I love visiting with the Warhol Museum, terrific food. I don't think people instantly think of it as, wow, I should go there for the weekend.
Right.
And this is a lovely reminder that there are lots of places to have those adventures, not just the ones that might come straight to mind.
I was in Pittsburgh for a weekend a couple of years ago, first time ever, thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, it was much prettier than I thought it was going to be.
It has, I think what it has, much like Chicago, because it was you know, a 19th century city, really, the wealth there in the Golden Age, there are extraordinary buildings. Again, it doesn't have Chicago's sort of architectural petri dish, like everything you could want. But downtown has these incredible kind of stone, elaborate skyscrapers that are really quite beautiful. And then there's a funkier part to it, a bit like the West Loop in Chicago, which is a bit more industrial, a little bit younger. But I love that energy there. And, well, you know, New York is on that top 10 list. I'm living here in New York. I don't get into trouble with my neighbors.
Things to do in Chicago, 15 best museums, and then you list them. Field Museum, Science and Industry, Frank Lloyd Wright, Home and Studio, Art Institute, Shedd Aquarium, Roby House, etc. Best things to do in Chicago. And again, I presume this is coming from your readers, right? This isn't you guys making this up.
Completely. I mean, when we pull some lists, so we have two different things going on here. Today, we're announcing all of our readers' choices. So we're asking for their votes. But also throughout the year, we pull together lists, suggested places to visit, like those 24 best things to do, when, you know, we listen to what the recommendations we get in our social channels, our own expertise. I will say that those museums, I think the Roby House on the South Side, I used to spend days in there. I think you could go to Chicago solely to see that, and you wouldn't be disappointed. It's so extraordinary. It is world class, and that's just one location. What's your pick of these? I was going to say, which one of these do you love? You must have a favorite.
Well, I live near the lake, so the Lakefront Trail is important to me. I also work near the Riverwalk, which is relatively new in how it's been improved, and I was happy to see that on there. We visit with the people from the Architecture Foundation, and the Architecture Foundation River Cruise is on your list. So those are three things all on or about the water, which I think makes Chicago special. Too many cities turn their backs on their waterfront. Chicago embraces it with green space and with ways to use it. That's really nice. And then, you know, the museums and the museum campus are all on the water again. I also was just had, let me just mention a couple here. You also have the Chicago Pizza Tour, the museums, you've got Wrigley Field, you have the Bloomingdale Trail, the 606, which is maybe 2 or 3 years old now, but obviously it's the old elevated L tracks, and you can now bicycle along them for a couple of miles. And I think that's money well spent by the city. The Maxwell Street Market is on your list. There's one other one I was going to mention here. Oh, yeah, Whirly Ball. Whirly Ball. I didn't even know what Whirly Ball was.
You see, we did cover, I think this is the high and the low. I think that's the great reminder. If you want a recommendation of a five-star hotel, we've got you covered. But if you want to know about Whirly Ball, you want to know about the Bloomingdale Trail, we've also got you there. So you can spend nothing, a little bit, or loads. But we're not snobs about this. I will say, I think the Bloomingdale Trail, there are increasingly really good reuses of urban railways, like the High Line in New York, the Promenade Plantée in Paris. Again, I think the Bloomingdale Trail more than holds up there. I think it's that lovely green space that's still a social space, and bridging those two is an amazing achievement. I love it. I love it. I wish it had been there when I was living there.
Getting back to Whirly Ball, so as I understand it, it's this place, you go and you have drinks and food, and then you can bowl, but the Whirly Ball part is that you ride bumper cars with, like, lacrosse wickets and a ball, and then as you're driving around with the bumper cars, passing the ball to your teammates, you zip the ball at kind of like rollerball at a goal, and maybe you score, but mostly you're drinking and eating and driving around in bumper cars.
I mean, don't you think it combines? Have you played it?
No, I think I'd like to try that.
I was going to say, this is how you want to talk about it, because you really want to. We could go together. I think it combines that good timing in Chicago with that love for sport. It's basically sort of highlight basketball. I mean, it sounds like a complete. It sounds a bit like a spoof. It sounds a bit like it was an SNL skit.
Right.
But it's great fun, and it's only played in a small number of locations, requires a special court. And luckily, you have one in Chicago. Again, where would you have one? Of course, you'd have one in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago has one. Brookfield's getting one. I think Naperville has one. And then the other one's in Colorado. So it sounds like of the four that I was able to find, three of them are here or are going to be in the Chicago area. And then one last thing, just a real quick note.
Yeah,
and this is from Condé Nast, the best places to eat and drink. A lot of these are kind of high-end, right? So Elsky, Alinea, Spiaggia, Beef Buff House, Band of Bohemia, Comico. I was just talking the other day about Pequot's Pizza, and I saw that made the list. Parachute, Duck Duck Goat is on there.
Of course.
I think the only criticism I would have would be that if you're traveling in Chicago, you're going to need some money if you're going to do that.
Yeah, but I would also say, but we've got lists. We've got the best pizzas in Chicago. We've got Bert's Place, and we've got Lou Malnati's, we've got Pizzeria Uno. You don't have to splurge, but I do think with people like Stephanie Izard in Chicago, Alinea, Grant Ashraf, those they really have upped the game. And I think you're selling yourself short not to splurge, maybe on at least one meal.
Yeah, so, maybe
so. What would be your pick?
I just recently went to Duck Duck Goat, not recently, but this past year we got food from there. And I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was a game changer for me. In that category, I thought that was, I got a birthday coming up, and I may just go back there for that because it was really, really good. So that's what I enjoy.
I'm glad. You see, Condé Nast Traveler is not, it's about some high end. We love the low end too. We love the low end too, but it's always just got to be delicious, whatever you're paying.
Yeah. Hey, it's nice to talk to you. So this is a Condé Nast Traveler. I guess if I go to Condé Nast, I'll find all of this information.
You can go to cntraveler.com and you will see all the lists. It's not just about Chicago, but everything our readers love across the world. So you can compare the lists.
Nice to talk to you, Mark. Thanks for your time today.
You too, mate.
Mark Elwood at Condé Nast.